online at www.kaytfm.com. It's that time. It's that time. The Prayer Power Live Talk Show. The number one Christian live talk show in Louisiana. Our topics are controversial, always informative, and enlightening based on the Word of God. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, came to the earth to destroy the traditions of men based on law. You may listen to the Prayer Power Live Talk Show on the web at www.kaytfm.com. You are our guest, so phone in now. Phone in your comments. Call the studios at 484-2500. Outside of the area, 1-877-464-2500. Louisiana, Arkansas, Texas, and Mississippi. You can call now. And now, from the studios of KAYT 88.1, the Reverend Carmouche. So phone lines are open now.
Praise God. This is Evangelist Renee Carmouche coming to you live with Prayer Power. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's another day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. You need to be glad for the day, even though it might be raining outside. It should be sunshine in your heart. Glory to God. And we ought to even thank God for the rain as well, because we need rain, and it's good to have rain. Glory to God. And we need the Holy Ghost rain as well, even that much more. Glory to God. Amen. You know, today is National Prayer Day, and we need to get together as one and pray for our nation, pray for all the other nations as well, and we need to pray for ourselves, we need to pray for our families. This is why we have dedicated a day of prayer for our country, our nation that we're in here, the United States of America as well. But at the same time, we need to pray for again, the families, other nations, Israel as well. We need to pray, and that's what the Bible says. Pray always. Hallelujah. Pray always. Thank God I'm here another day, and I got Brother Wade with me. How we doing today?
Well, I am blessed, and I'm praying. I stay prayed up, man.
Stay prayed up. You must have a lot of devils that coming at you, man.
Well, you know, new level, new devil.
Well, where's your level at? You know, how high are you right now? Or you're not sure yet, you know?
Well, I will tell you, as you increase, you know, it makes the enemy madder.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and as you get stronger, he gets more afraid of you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, I understand that today being a day of prayer, and this is very appropriate for you to have the Prayer Power program. Amen. On a day such as today. It's very appropriate, very much needed, and we invite everyone who is listening to give us a phone call if there's something that you need prayer for, or if you just want to join in agreement. Amen. With prayer, because Amen. Prayer is about coming together and in agreement. You can call us at 318-484-2500, our toll-free line if you're out of the local calling area, 1-877-464-2500.
Amen. You heard it. Call the number, and we want to pray with you. Today is a dedication for prayer. We can pray for our nation. We can pray for you. Just call in. We just love to have you to call in, and we'll pray for you. We know that you're going through some things, and there's no doubt about it, and we can knock that devil out through prayer. And that's what we called here today. You know, the devil already tried to stop me with all that rain, you know, and you know, I just kept thinking. I said, oh, man, no telling. Maybe tornadoes are coming my way. But it doesn't really matter. I'm going to make it one way or the other.
And that's
no
right.
Doubt about it.
Well, you know, my moniker on the radio is the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. And so being unstoppable,
man,
and
like
even
it.
If the devil tries, it will not work. There is no weapon formed against me, you, or any of the other people out there listening that will work. It won't work.
It won't work. Can't work.
It can't work.
With the Holy Ghost.
It doesn't mean it won't form. It just means it won't stop you from your destiny.
The end result is that we have the victory.
That's there you go.
Exactly what Brother Wade is talking about. The end result is great because God is watching over us, and we are children of God. There's no doubt about it. I'm just ready to roll with this. So call the number. I know you people out there. I know businesses are listening out there. I know people on the road, you know, in their car,
right,
you know, or their truck, whatever vehicle you're in, and you're listening, and you know, get a take a chance, pull over to the side. Of course,
you could even you do that. You could even be in a hoopty.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Whatever
you got your cell phone,
bicycle, skateboard, hoverboard.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where you're at. Just give us a call, but make sure you know, if you are in a vehicle, please, you know, drive safely. You know, pull over to the side if you have to. Give us a call at 484-2500. You heard Brother Wade. 1-877-464-2500. It's National Prayer Day, but prayer is a request made known unto God. And that means you communicate with God. We got to communicate with God, brother.
It's all about talking to him, putting him in remembrance of his word.
Amen. You know, we use the word.
Yeah, and you know, it's really, I know for myself, I used to make prayer very complicated because I thought it was something that I didn't know how to do because I didn't know how to do it, you know. And even the disciples asked Jesus, teach us to pray. And it's amazing that Jesus gave them a template for prayer and showed them how to formulate a prayer by giving God the glory and praising him. Prayer is not always about asking for something. Prayer is not always about getting God to do something. And in a lot of instances, I just think we need to just honor him and reverence him and let him know that he is number one in our lives, that he is the supreme being of this universe, and that we honor that.
Amen. I agree. And one of the questions that I have for the audience out there, mm-hmm, is that I want you to listen real well. Can the devil actually stop your prayer from ever coming in great results? Amen. Praise God. So keep that thought in mind. We got a caller.
Go ahead, caller.
Great caller.
Hi, I was calling in to ask for prayer for my daughter.
Okay. Anything special or anything particular, should I say?
Yes, sir. She is currently being held down by a condition they call MS. And I
MS?
Just know that by his stripes we're healed, and I'd like to declare that over my daughter and have you all to pray for her.
Okay, we're going to come together, you know, Brother.
Yeah,
Wayne,
we should stand in agreement.
We're going to stand in agreement right now. And what's her first name, sister?
Precious.
Was it?
One more time.
Precious.
Your name is Precious or her name is Precious?
Her name.
Okay, gotcha.
Right. We got it correct right now. And so we're going to lift up that name. But God knows her name already. There's no doubt about it, brother.
Amen.
And man, he's going to go through for right now. So, Father God, we just come together in agreement and belief for Precious healing of this MS or whatever disease, whatever sickness. Lord, you are God who heals all diseases, according to Psalms 103. You are the God that heals diseases, forgive iniquities. And we know that God, by Isaiah 53:5, by your stripes, she's already been healed. The blood is on her. Glory to God. And there's healing taking place right now for Precious. And we believe it. We come together in agreement that it is done. And we thank you for moms that are praying for their children. God bless her entirely, Lord, for praying for her children. And we thank you for her, God. Let everything go well for her today. And we speak that word upon them. God bless her. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Jesus' name. Amen.
We agree.
Well, we agree. Thank you, sister, for calling in.
God bless you.
Yeah, God bless you.
All right, thank you.
Call that number. We want to pray. It's National Prayer Day, man. Glory to God. And we're going to make sure that the prayers go up and the blessings come down. I've asked the question, you know, and about can the devil really stop your prayer from ever getting back to you in great results? And that's a question. You know, I mean, can the devil stop, you know, brother?
Well, to answer that, I will go back to the book of Daniel. When Daniel prayed for an answer from God, and God sent that answer that very hour, but the messenger angel was withstood by the demonic forces in that region for 21 days until the warrior angel had to come and make a way for that messenger angel to get the message from God to Daniel. And it took 21 days. It's not that Yeah, yeah. And it's not that God didn't.
Why 21?
Right. It wasn't any delay in God. God sent the answer right then and there. But there were forces that withstood that angel from getting the message. And so to answer that question, he can't stop it. He can hinder.
Yeah.
He can hinder and delay some things. And the devil will use time against you because we live in a time dimension. He will use time to make you think you haven't received what you've prayed for.
Amen, amen.
And if you fall for that trick,
you're in trouble.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
Yeah, don't fall for it. And I think that's where the faith comes in.
That's exactly right.
How much faith you got enough to hold on and wait on God and that it's coming. 21 days may seem long, but how about maybe can it go so far as a year?
It depends.
What about 2 years, you know?
How strong is your faith?
Yeah, you know, Abraham, it took a little while for Abraham. Ooh, wait, Lord Jesus.
You know, and Daniel was a praying man. And so he prayed despite orders not to pray openly to another God.
Yeah, exactly.
And so,
what an awesome.
Yeah, and so I look at that example to answer that question. I look at that as an example that when you pray, that answer is God hears you right then and there.
Right then and there. Right then and there.
You know your
before
prayers.
You even
right
finish,
before you even finish it,
he's got the answer.
The
going
answer's on his
here.
Way. So you know, don't be in despair. Don't panic.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Don't be in fear, because if fear and doubt are the enemies of your faith.
Amen. Yeah, you're absolutely correct. Don't let doubt enter. And
yeah.
To keep doubt from ever coming to you, or I won't say from ever coming to you, but to make sure that it stays out of your life.
Yeah.
Get in the Word, because that's what faith is, hearing the Word and making sure that you be a doer of the Word. Of
exactly.
Course, you know, and believe it and go forward with it, and it'll keep doubt out, you know. Hey, mm-hmm. it puts a lock on the door, you know, when you begin to read the Word of God. He acts it solid.
I agree with that. And, you know, the Word says in Hebrews 11 that faith is now. Now faith is. It's now. It's immediate. It's now. It's immediate. It's instant.
Instant, and we wonder about this, you know, and that's one of the biggest problems with people is wanting it now, and that is a problem, okay? Our nation has been training us and teaching us that we need it instantly.
You can have it instantly. The question becomes, what is it you believe? Listen, I think that we've been, you know, in tradition, they've taught us that, oh, just wait and be still and hear. God is, you know, you can't just do nothing. You can't be idle.
Amen. That's where the doer. That,
and yeah, you have to be a doer of the Word. You cannot be idle. And no. People take that be still and hear. They take that as do nothing. That's not what the Word is saying.
Take the sword, man, and just keep cutting it with the Word of God. And you know, as far as myself, I continually speaking it out, you know, to the devil and all the demons, and I know they're around us even right now. They're kind of sneaky.
Oh, they don't like what's going on right now. I can tell you that.
They're all around, but that's all right. You know, we're gonna blow them out. There's no doubt about it because of the Holy Ghost that's in us, and greater is He that
is in us.
And you.
And so we're pressing forward. Now, you know, I love the fact that God says in Ephesians to having done all to stand, just simply stand.
Just stand. Man.
Just stand on your faith.
Stand on it. Don't move.
Don't be moved. Don't be moved by time. Don't be moved by what people are saying. Don't be moved by what it looks like.
Don't be moved.
Don't be moved, period.
Don't be moved, and when we say don't be moved, that doesn't mean you don't move.
Yeah, it just means don't be persuaded. Don't be persuaded by your circumstances that what you've asked for will not or has not happened already.
Amen, exactly. So we got to look at this. Yes, it can be hindered. There's no doubt about it. But wait on God. Trust Him. You know, He's going to come through. And then there's another question. But before that, I pray that people call in. You can have a comment. There's no doubt about it. Anytime we're talking, it doesn't matter. You can interrupt us, okay? It's not being rude or anything. So just call us if you have a comment or if you want. prayer, please, 484-2500. Please, we want to pray with you because today is prayer day, and I want to pray because there's a lot of people going through a lot of things, and man, the devil is out rampantly to people who are ignorant of the word. You see,
they're ignorant
of it; they don't know.
And that's not a bad thing, Reverend Carmouche. Uh-huh. It's not a bad thing to be ignorant. Ignorance does not equate to stupid. And so we don't know, right? You know, and a lot of people, you know, we will take that word ignorant. Well, I'm not ignorant. Well, yeah. There are some things I'm ignorant. I'm ignorant of calculus.